Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, You know what it is, right? Yeah. The Elder Prevost on the flow. Music. Yeah, I know what it is.
You can use the tweet.
I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is so extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra.
But I'm just being ordinary.
So
you think Elder just extra? You think I do the most?
Yeah.
You wanna know how I know? Still you told me so.
They were
power preacher on the mic and the throat's flowing.
Yeah.
And got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. You just extra. You need to stop.
Yeah.
You need to get off that prayer line
and get a job.
He ain't hearing from God now.
He just being lazy.
That's what he's smoking on.
They got him going crazy.
But still I call and still I watch and
still I listen in.
Cause if you make it, I want a piece of them
dividends.
Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all bad and pee.
Write it down.
Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember
this.
That I'm just being ordinary.
But my ordinary is extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
But I'm just being ordinary.
I ain't trying to be extra spiritual or extra lyrical. You so hear me, yo. I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He will feel it.
Nothing I do no more. It's about the dough. Nothing I do no more. It's for the show. And this a free download. Can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the dough. God with it.
Yep.
So ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down. Not to the top of me. Try to overthrow the bounce. That's a conspiracy. Your plan ain't never worked. That's why y'all mad at me. Or rather G-O-D. Because he got my back.
He do
it. Elder is weak. He picking up the slack. He blessed me.
Why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it.
I will.
And play it back. I body boys on these beats. And I ain't trying to. When the spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two.
Damn.
So you might as well get comfortable. Cause here we go.
Here we go.
Before I start the sermon, though, I had to let you know. I'm just being
ordinary.
But my ordinary is extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary? But I'm just being ordinary.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to be extra spiritual. Or extra lyrical.
You just a video.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it. In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. I'm just being
ordinary.
But my ordinary is extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary? But I'm just being ordinary.
I'm just being ordinary.
I'm just being ordinary. I'm just being ordinary.
Tell me,
I'm just being ordinary.
And we about it up.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Praise the Lord. We want to thank everybody for calling in and everybody for tuning in to the Anointed Truth of Christ. Worldwide and uncensored. Praise God. And we thank God for each and every person out there on the line on tonight. Everybody listening in on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to go ahead and open it up tonight with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on this evening, Lord. Lord, we just ask that your spirit come in on the line and move in a mighty way, Lord. Fill each individual, hallelujah, household on tonight with your presence. Hallelujah. Let us feel your Holy Spirit, hallelujah, in communion with us on tonight. Lord, we bind and we rebuke and we cast away any work of the enemy, any work of the devil on this evening that's going to try to prevent us from receiving your word. Hallelujah. That's kind of going to try to prevent us, hallelujah, from receiving your peace. Hallelujah. The peace that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. Lord, we bind and rebuke it in your son Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we believe that it is done. Hallelujah. And we thank you for everything that you are about to do on tonight. We thank you for the salvation that is going to be delivered. We thank you for the deliverance on tonight. We thank you for the healing on tonight. Hallelujah. We just praise and magnify your name, for you are truly worthy to be praised. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Once again, we want to thank everybody for calling in, everybody for tuning in to the Anointed Truth of Christ worldwide. Hallelujah. And uncensored. Praise God. We have come to have a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. I believe the Lord has a dynamic word for us on tonight. Praise God. So we are, amen, praise God. Before we're just going to go ahead and jump into the word on tonight. If you have your Bibles available or you have your electronic devices, praise God, I want you to go to Luke chapter 6. Praise God. Hallelujah. On tonight, Luke chapter 6. Hallelujah. And we're going to be starting at verse number 40. Hallelujah. 7. Praise God. Verse number 47. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 6, verse number 47. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to use as a subject tonight, how deep, hallelujah, did you dig? Praise God. Hallelujah. How deep did you dig? Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, when we go to Luke chapter 47, we have, chapter 6, verse 47, we have Jesus speaking. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he begins by saying, whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, first, a lot of people breeze through first verse 47. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I like to break things down. Hallelujah. We're going to break verse 47 down before we move any further in with the text. Hallelujah. Jesus starts out by saying, whosoever. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he starts off by using a compound word that means whosoever. Hallelujah. It means exactly what it's saying. It means I don't care if you black, brown, purple, blue. I don't care, hallelujah, if you rich, poor, middle class. I don't care if you Democrat or Republican. Hallelujah. I don't care if you Hebrew, Jew, or Muslim. Hallelujah. He said whosoever. Ever. So it doesn't matter what religion you were raised in. It doesn't matter what family you were raised in. It doesn't matter if you were raised to be a pimp or a prostitute, or if you were raised, hallelujah, amen, to be a witch, hallelujah, amen. It doesn't matter if you were born into an adulterous family, hallelujah. It doesn't matter if you were born into a rich family, hallelujah, a sedentary family. It don't matter if you're ghetto. It don't matter if you're from the suburbs. Praise God. It doesn't matter if you're Arabian. Amen. Praise God. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. That's what we have to get in, because right now, hallelujah, in this day and time, we got several groups of people saying we're the chosen ones. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We got the white supremacists saying we're the supreme ones. Hallelujah. Amen. We got the black Hebrews saying we were the first people. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're God's chosen. We're God's chosen. Everybody's arguing over who's God's chosen people. Hallelujah. And Jesus is telling us in the text, whosoever. Praise God. Amen. Whosoever. It doesn't matter. If you're Baptist, it doesn't matter if you're Church of God in Christ. It doesn't matter if you're a Buddhist. Hallelujah. Praise God. He says, amen, I don't care what your background is. Whosoever. Now, see, that's just one word, but that one word is so powerful. Hallelujah, because that one word tells us that nobody is excluded.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Nobody is excluded. Whosoever. And then it says, cometh to me. Cometh to me and heareth my saying and doeth them. Cometh, heareth, and doeth. Cometh, heareth, and doeth. Praise God. Whoever cometh to me, hallelujah, whoever heareth, hallelujah, and whoever doeth, hallelujah. That THC, amen, for those of you that are new to the new anointed truth, let me teach on the TH, hallelujah, the ETH. Praise God that in the Bible, in the King James Version, is put on the end of a lot of words, that ETH, hallelujah, amen. He says, and so it doesn't say whoever come to me. Hallelujah, it says whoever cometh. When you add the ETH, what it does is make that word repetitious. It makes that word continuous. Hallelujah, it makes that word repeat itself over and over again. Whoever cometh, whoever cometh, whoever cometh. Hallelujah. In other words, whoever continues to come to me, whoever continues to hear my saying, whoever continues to do them. It's not something you start. It's not something you do one time. Hallelujah. Amen. This is a continuous process. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is a continuous process. It's a never-ending process. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It's a never-ending process. It's a continuous process. The process does not stop. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, it's a lifestyle. Praise God. Hallelujah. And a lot of us, amen, have failed to understand, amen, that Christianity, hallelujah, the walk that we walk, amen, is not, amen, a diet. It's a lifestyle. I compare it all the time to the vegetarian diet. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, vegetarian schools me to some things. Amen. Because I thought a vegetarian was just one. Hallelujah. They did not eat. Praise God. Hallelujah. But it turns out, amen, a vegetarian not only does not eat meat, hallelujah, a vegetarian does not eat meat, amen, they don't drink milk, they don't eat cheese, hallelujah, they don't eat, use products which are animal tested, praise God, hallelujah, they don't eat, wear leather, hallelujah, praise God, or any clothes made from animals, hallelujah, it's not a diet, he told me, it was a lifestyle, this is a way of living, hallelujah, when you become what we are, you change everything about you, you begin to throw some stuff that you already have, you begin to throw it away, hallelujah, amen, you begin to not buy what you used to buy. Hallelujah, you begin to not go places that you used to go. Hallelujah, amen. And you begin to not eat things that you used to eat. Praise God, hallelujah. In other words, it's a lifestyle change. Hallelujah, it's a change all the way around, not in just what I eat. Hallelujah, but in the things that I do, in the places I go, in the things that I wear. Hallelujah, praise God. And it's the same with Christianity. It's not a diet. Hallelujah, praise God. See, a diet is something that you do, hallelujah, when you just want to lose some weight. You want to lose a few pounds, praise God. So you go on a diet, amen, and you stop eating red meat for a couple weeks, hallelujah, amen. And then we got some of those vegetarians that's the only part of the lifestyle that they partake in, hallelujah, and that is simply the not eating of the meat. Praise God, hallelujah, but it's not just not eating other meat. That makes you, hallelujah, a fake. Hallelujah, that makes you a fraud. You're just doing this part of it and not doing the whole thing. I wonder if we're doing that with Christianity. I wonder if we're just doing part. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You know, you tithing, hallelujah, on Sunday, but you're not giving when you're supposed to be giving. Hallelujah to your brother. Hallelujah, amen, that's hungry, that needs something to eat, to your brother that's thirsty, that needs something to drink, to your brother that needs shelter, or your brother that's in prison and you don't go see about him. Hallelujah. I wonder, hallelujah, amen, are we just living parts of what we're supposed to be doing. Hallelujah. I remember when Jesus said it, he told the Pharisees this. He called them hypocrites. And he said, you tithe. Hallelujah. He said, you tithe a tenth. Hallelujah, of everything you have, but you fail to keep the bigger portion of the law, which is justice. Hallelujah, amen. Which is basically humanity, praise God. Hallelujah. You're only doing the part that benefits you. Hallelujah, praise God. And he says, Jesus says, you got to continuously come to me. Hallelujah. Once you go up to that altar, don't think you saved. Once you go down in that water, once you start speaking in tongues, don't think it's over with. Don't think you got it all together. You got to continuously come to God. Hallelujah. You got to continuously be in the mind of repentance because you got so much wrong stuff, hallelujah, clogged up in your brain. Hallelujah. That you got to repent on a daily basis. Hallelujah. Because daily stuff we've been doing was wrong. Hallelujah. We got to daily get this right. It's a daily walk. That's why Paul said we got to die to ourselves daily, because daily I'm finding out I wasn't supposed to be doing this. Daily I'm finding out I wasn't supposed to be flirting with that girl at work. Daily I'm finding out I wasn't supposed to be flirting with that man. Daily I'm finding out I wasn't supposed to be taking money out that register. See, I knew I wasn't supposed to be doing it, but I didn't know I wasn't supposed to be doing it, if that make any sense to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's some stuff we knew we wasn't supposed to be doing, and then it was some stuff we wasn't supposed to be doing, but we ain't know. Hallelujah. We thought we was just having fun at work. We just making the time pass. Hallelujah, amen. I don't mean no harm. I'm not going to do nothing. Hallelujah, amen. I'm not going to do nothing with her, elder. I'm just flirting with that girl. I'm not going to do nothing with her. I'm just trying to make the time fly by a little faster. Hallelujah. It ain't going to hurt nothing, hallelujah, for me to take a couple of dollars out the register. I need gas. Who going to work the register if I can't get here? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. This stuff we've been doing on a daily basis. Hallelujah. Amen. Getting up with an attitude, cussing people out. Praise God. But you feel like you in the right. Hallelujah. Daily things, not to mention the major things, those divorces we weren't supposed to go through with, because what God put together, let no man put asunder. Hallelujah. Amen. All the eye for eye and the tooth for a tooth we done did. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we didn't know we were supposed to love our neighbors and pray for those who spitefully use us. Hallelujah. Amen. Daily things we didn't find out and continuously finding out. Hallelujah, amen, that are not right in the eyes of God. He tells us in his word that there are things that seem right to us. Hallelujah, praise God. You can't, there's no way this could be wrong. Hallelujah, the way I see it, but the way God sees it. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. So he says you gotta keep hearing it. You can't hear it one time and think you got it. Oh, I'm tired of hearing Elder preach that same message. I'm tired of Elder reading that same Psalms of 100. I'm tired, hallelujah, amen, of hearing the same word. Hallelujah. The Bible says, hallelujah, amen, that John the Baptist came speaking repentance. Hallelujah. Every Sabbath day he had the same sermon. Repent, hallelujah, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then Jesus came, and no doubt we had some of y'all out there, you know what kind of people, the church folks I'm talking about. Finally, we got a new preacher. We got a fresh word. Hallelujah. What that fresh word going to be, that fresh word, the Bible says that he came preaching repentance, just like John the Baptist did. See, the message ain't going to change. Hallelujah. You got to keep hearing it because you got to keep repenting. And not only that, you got to keep doing it. So there's three parts to this. You got to keep coming to God. Hallelujah. You got to keep hearing what God is saying. And then you got to keep doing what God is saying. You got to do all three, because some of us just come and that's it. We don't hear and we don't do. Some of us come and we hear. Those are the ones that shout real good on Sunday. Hallelujah, praise God. You shout real good. Oh, he preached that. Hey, man, you better preach that sermon. But then when Monday comes, when it comes time to do it, hallelujah. DJ Unk had a song, you got to walk it out. Are you walking it out? Hallelujah, praise God. That's why Jesus called them hypocrites, because you're telling people to do something, that you ain't doing yourself. Hallelujah, Lord, have mercy. So he says, whoever cometh and heareth and doeth, I'm going to show you. Hallelujah, praise God, to whom he is like. Praise God. In other words, I'm finna throw you a comparison up there. Hallelujah. I'm finna put two people side by side. Hallelujah. And I'm finna show you something. Hallelujah. Praise God. In other words, Jesus just said, watch this. And he said, he is like a man, hallelujah, which built his house and digged deep and laid the foundation on rock. And when the flood arose, hallelujah, and the stream beat down upon that house. Hallelujah. Vehemently upon that house. Hallelujah. Praise God. That house, and could not shake it, for it was founded, hallelujah, upon the rock. Praise God. Hallelujah. But he that heareth and doeth not, praise God, is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of the house was great. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me break this down, what he's saying. He's saying if you hear the word, hallelujah, and you do the word, praise God, amen, it's equivalent, amen, to an architect. When an architect, amen, gets ready to build a house or build a building, hallelujah, before they begin to build the walls, before they begin to build the floor, they first have to build the foundation. Hallelujah, amen. And when you build a foundation, amen, you have to dig deep into the earth. Hallelujah, praise God, in order to build the foundation for the building to stand on. In other words, a foundation ain't nothing but a root. Hallelujah, praise God. See, if a tree didn't have roots, as soon as the wind blew, it would fall. Praise God, but because the tree has roots, it's stuck in the ground. See, what you're doing, amen, when you're building a building is you're sticking it in the ground. Hallelujah. You making sure it's stuck in the ground, so when it falls, when the wind blow, it's got the balance of the ground. Hallelujah. The sturdiness of the ground. Hallelujah. Amen. To keep it from falling, it's rooted. Hallelujah. Amen. And in order to them to root it, they had to do some digging. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now watch this. Hallelujah. It says, amen, in verse 48, hallelujah, he dig deep. Oh, Lord, have mercy. He dig deep. Now, of course, we're not talking about building no buildings. Hallelujah. We're not talking about building no houses. Hallelujah. That might help you, amen, on that level if you are an architect. Hallelujah. Maybe you didn't know. Maybe you was doing something. That's not what God is talking about. He is talking about the foundation of your life. Hallelujah, what your life is built on, praise God. And when you are, keep in mind, it said it's like a man, so this is an adult. Hallelujah, as an adult, you've been told a whole lot of stuff by your mama, by your daddy, by your granny, your uncles. Hallelujah, praise God. Us men, we've been told some crazy stuff by them old men in our lives. Hallelujah, and I've been sitting, praise God, hallelujah, in the beauty salon, hallelujah, with my mama, amen. And I can tell you, y'all women been told some crazy stuff too. Praise God. Hallelujah. Y'all been told some crazy stuff too. Hallelujah, amen. And in order to get all that stuff out of us that's been implanted in us by our mama, our daddies, our teachers, and our preachers, and our pastors, and our homeboys, amen, and our OGs, hallelujah, and our big mamas, in order to get all that stuff out, we got to do some digging. Hallelujah, praise God. And when you do some digging, you're going to get dirty because you're going to be digging up dirt. Hallelujah, praise God. The problem is, watch this, this is the problem. We don't got no problem building a foundation for somebody else. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't have no problem with digging you a foundation.
Praise God. I can dig you a real good foundation because I don't have no problem with digging up your dirt. Hallelujah. The problem is when it comes to me building my foundation. Hallelujah. Praise God. When I build my foundation, I got to realize I got to dig up, hallelujah, my own dirt. Hallelujah. Amen. My own insecurities. Praise God, my own misteachings, my own foolish beliefs. Praise God, everything that's in me that seems right, hallelujah, to me that's wrong to God. Hallelujah, all that stuff I got to dig up. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. See, we got to do some digging, amen, and we got to, and in the process, when we dig up that dirt. Hallelujah, amen. That dirt, and we replace it with the word of God. Hallelujah, amen. This is what Jesus is telling us. We got to dig up what your sister told you, your mama told you about men. Hallelujah, amen. What your uncle told you about women. Praise God, hallelujah. What everybody told you about how to get along in this world. Praise God, because the Bible tells us that we are in the world, but we are not of the world. So if I'm in the world but not of it, that means I don't live by the rules of the world. I live by the rules of the Lord. And the Lord says, hallelujah, that as long as I meditate on his word, whatever I do, hallelujah, will prosper. I ain't got to sleep with nobody to do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. I ain't got to bribe nobody to do it. I ain't got to kiss nobody behind, hallelujah, to excel in life. All I have to do is meditate on the word of God day and night. All I have to do is believe, praise God, in God and let him guide me and lead me. Hallelujah. Let him, hallelujah, decide my fate and not my own. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is said, it is written that if you find your life, that you're going to lose your life. Hallelujah. In other words, if you go about it your way, praise God, you're going to miss out on what God has for you. But if you go about it his way, you will receive the full blessing of God. Hallelujah. See, some of us are cutting our blessings short because you want to do it your way. Hallelujah. Amen. Watch this. The meal ain't as good if you microwave it. Hallelujah. You might can heat it up in the microwave, but you can't cook it in the microwave. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You'd rather, even I don't care if it's wieners, you'd rather boil your wieners in the on the stove. Hallelujah. Amen. Or even cook them on the barbecue pit before you put them in the microwave because it tastes that much better. Even your noodles taste better. Hallelujah, praise God. Coming out of the stove, hallelujah, amen, then coming out of the microwave, praise God, amen. But some of us, we cut our blessings short because we want microwave blessings. We want the blessing when we want the blessing. Hallelujah, we heard the word of God, but we didn't want to do enough digging. Hallelujah, you didn't want to bring up what happened in your childhood. You didn't want to bring up, hallelujah, what happened in school. You don't want to bring up all that stuff that happened in your first marriage. Hallelujah, what's going on in your marriage right now. You don't want to bring up, hallelujah, all that stuff. You don't want to think about it. Hallelujah, amen. You've locked it away in a place, amen, and think because you've locked it away that you're good. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God, but it's still there and it's affecting your everyday way of life. Hallelujah, it's affecting your relationships. It's affecting the way you trust people. Hallelujah, amen. It's affecting, hallelujah, amen, the way you do business with people. Amen, because you feel like, amen, you got to do what the world does. Hallelujah. You have to, amen, bribe somebody. You have to know somebody to get the job. You got to sleep with somebody to get the job. Hallelujah, amen. You got to, hallelujah, know somebody. You got to kiss the pastors behind in order to get a spot, amen, to preach your sermon. All this stuff that people are trying to tell you is you have to do. Hallelujah, amen. When God is telling you, the only thing you have to do is when you hear his word. Hallelujah, you got to do his word. Praise God, you got to dig. Hallelujah, praise God. Because he said, if you heard it in verse 49 and you don't do it, he said, do it not. He didn't say you did it not, you do it not. Do it, like I told you earlier, do it means it's a continuous thing. Hallelujah. So you could have done it today, praise God, but if you don't do it tomorrow,
you're going to get the same results as if you didn't do it at all. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. Praise God. You can do it today. Praise God. But if you don't do it tomorrow, you're going to get the same results as if you never did it at all. It worked today, you and your wife, you and your husband, you and your children, you at your job, whatever the situation was that always caused that conflict, it worked today. Hallelujah, amen. But are you going to do it again tomorrow? This has got to be a repetitious thing, because every time you do it again, you're digging. Hallelujah. Every time you do it again, you're digging, because it may be hard for you to do it that first time. Hallelujah. It may be hard for you not to cuss that person out the first time. Hallelujah, because you used to cussing them out every day. You used to, every time that person eyeballed you at work, you used to going off. Hallelujah. You used to giving them a piece of your mind. Praise God. That's what you used to doing. So the first time you don't do what you used to do with. It's like using a muscle that you ain't never used before. It's like trying to walk and you ain't never walked before. Praise God. You gonna stumble. You gonna fall. It's gonna hurt. Praise God. But the more you continuously do it, hallelujah, the easier it's gonna get to walk past that part. The easier it's gonna be to turn down that phone number. Hallelujah, amen, that inbox, that DM you got, hallelujah, with that phone number, the easiest it's going to be, hallelujah, to turn down that shady business deal, that shady proposition, hallelujah, where you can make a little strange change, hallelujah, praise God, it's going to be easier, hallelujah, the more you do it, hallelujah, that's why Jesus is telling us you got to repetitiously do it, when he says if you resist the devil, he will flee from you. He's saying this is something you got to continuously do. Hallelujah. Praise God. You think because you've done it one time that it's over with? Praise God. The Bible tells us, amen, that even after Jesus resisted the devil three times, hallelujah, in the wilderness, the Bible says that the devil left for a season, which means the devil came back. Hallelujah. He gonna come back. Praise God. This is his job. This is what he does. I thought it was very coincidental that the book of Job, which tells us, hallelujah, what Satan's job is, hallelujah, is spelled just like Job, is spelled just like Job. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe that it's a play on words. I believe God likes to play on words just like I do. Hallelujah. And he's trying to tell us what Satan's job is. His job is to tempt us. This is what he does. Hallelujah. Your job is to resist him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's your job to resist the devil. And how can you resist the devil? Hallelujah, amen. The way the word of God tells us to resist the devil, hallelujah, by using his word. Hallelujah, amen. He says, amen, praise God, if you build your foundation on a rock, hallelujah. Remember when Jesus said, who do you say I am? To the disciples, and Peter answered, you're the Son of God. Hallelujah. He said, on this rock I will build my church. Hallelujah. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. On this rock, he says, on this foundation, the foundation of the revelation that I am God. Hallelujah. On that foundation, praise God, I'll build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail, hallelujah, against it. Is that the foundation you built your life on, that Jesus is the Son of God? Because if you built your foundation on that, then you have built your foundation, hallelujah, on nothing but victory. Because in the end, hallelujah, we know that Jesus rose from the grave, and the Bible said that he had the power of heaven and earth in his hands. Praise God. But see, we're going to have to go through the storm. We're going to have to go through some pain. We're going to have to go through some trials and tribulations. The Bible says it's impossible to believe, but offenses will come. Offenses are going to keep coming in our lives. People are going to keep making you mad. Hallelujah. Temptations are going to keep coming your way.
Praise God. Hallelujah. That spirit of familiarity that brings back things from the world, hallelujah, that you are attracted to is going to keep coming your way. Hallelujah. That spirit of lust is going to keep, ain't none of that going to stop. Hallelujah. But if you built your world on the foundation that Jesus is Lord, hallelujah, amen. That he's saying that all that stuff won't be able to shake you. He didn't say it wasn't going to come. It says you're going to stand firm on his word. What does his word say? Put on the whole armor. Hallelujah, from the breast of the helmet all the way down to the shoes. Put it all on. Then I want you to grab the shield, and I want you to grab the sword, and then I want you to do everything you can just to stand. Hallelujah, on his word, because his word will leave you planted where you are. You will be unmovable. Hallelujah, you will be unshakable. Hallelujah, if you do what the word of God tells you to do, and he's telling you to have faith. Hallelujah, he's telling you to believe in him. Quit trying to do it of your own self. Hallelujah, amen. When he has clearly sent his Holy Spirit to assist you, if you allow him to. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our God is not a God that's going to intrude on your life. Hallelujah. He's not going to interfere with what you got going on. But if you allow him in, hallelujah, praise God. He's going to stand there waiting at the door until you open him. He's going to stand there waiting at the door until you allow him in. Praise God. He says you got to continuously come. You got to continuously hear. You got to continuously do. In doing this, you are building a foundation. Hallelujah. A foundation that can't be shaken. Every time something come up, it'll go back to the word. Right now, with everything that's going on in the world, is going back to the word. What does the word of God say? If you're covered by the blood, the death angel shall pass over you. Hallelujah. Praise God. What does the word of God say? A lot of us didn't even know it was something going on with the economy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because some of us been under the radar of the economy all our lives. We always been struggling. This ain't nothing new. Hallelujah. So when we cut on the news and here we in a recession and we close to being in a depression. Hallelujah, praise God. We like, what? It's going to get worse? No, they talking about how it already is. Well, it's been this way. Hallelujah, praise God. What has God been doing? All these times we've been complaining, why? Why can't I have more? Why can't I be on a different level? Hallelujah, God has been preparing you for such a time as this. Hallelujah, because people are losing things now and going crazy, but you can't go crazy about losing something that you never had. Hallelujah, praise God. In these day and times, the Lord says, I don't know who I'm speaking to, but the Lord says you are going to begin to see the blessing that I have given you. Hallelujah, growing up in the environment that you have grown up in, the economic environment. Hallelujah, because you're going to be living in a day and time where you are going to be showing people how to survive. Hallelujah, amen. And you're going to show them how to survive by just what you're doing right now. Your everyday life. You just being ordinary, but they don't know. Hallelujah. Praise God. They never lived on that level of economic, hallelujah, amen, society. Their pockets never been like yours. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. It's coming a time where God is getting ready to be putting some people with power, hallelujah, with some people with paper. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't know who I'm speaking to. Praise God. But he says, I'm getting ready to put you with somebody that got the paper and they don't know what to do with it. Hallelujah. Amen. They're going crazy right now. Hallelujah. But you put the power with the paper. Hallelujah. Amen. And watch the kingdom flourish, the Lord said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you continuously hear it. Hallelujah, and you continuously doeth the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We getting ready to close. Praise God. But it don't do no good to hear the word. It don't do no good to say you got faith and hear what faith is, and then you don't exercise your faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. We've said it before. We'll say it again. Faith ain't got nothing to do with feelings. Hallelujah, because your feelings not going to always match up with your faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes, watch this, sometimes you feel like staying home from work, but you got enough faith to know that if you clock in, you're going to get that paycheck. Hallelujah. Well, the same principles that we use when it comes to money. Hallelujah. Well, why can't we use these principles when it comes to God? Why don't you have enough faith in God as you do that money? Hallelujah. The Bible says we cannot serve God and money. We're going to have to choose one. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody's going to run to God now because there ain't going to be no money. Hallelujah. Praise God. But when the money is there, whom shall you serve? Hallelujah. The Bible says, Jacob said, you can be like your forefathers. You can be like your little friends. Hallelujah. You can be like anybody you want to be. But as for me and my house, hallelujah, I will serve the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Who can follow in this man's footsteps? Who can say this? Who can have a claim to say, as for me and my house? The Bible tells me whosoever, hallelujah, whosoever heareth the word, hallelujah, whosoever doeth the word, whosoever continues to cometh, hallelujah, to hear the word, hallelujah, so they can do the word. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. The Lord says this is your season. Hallelujah, praise God. I have been preparing you for such a time as this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That I have prepared you for such a time as this. Everything that you've been through in your life, hallelujah, has been in preparation for this point. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Faith. Praise God. Where is your faith? Hallelujah. The Lord is looking for people that has faith. Hallelujah. Despite what the circumstances are. Hallelujah. What do you believe God for? Hallelujah. Praise God. What do you believe God for? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm believing him, amen, for what he said, what eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. In other words, you can't imagine. Hallelujah, you can't even fathom, hallelujah, what God has in store, hallelujah, for those that diligently, hallelujah, diligently, there goes another word that means repetitious, over and over again, hallelujah, over and over, we got to keep coming to Jesus. Every time we got a problem, we got to bring it to Jesus. Hallelujah, amen. Every time, see, this is the thing. This is what we do. I'm getting ready to close, but the Lord say, this is what we do. So many times we do it with people. You come to a person and you ask them their advice on the situation. Hallelujah. Praise God. And quite frankly, those of us that are in ministry, hallelujah, amen. I'm gonna say it, Lord, hallelujah. That y'all get on some of our nerves because you come and you ask advice. What should I do? I trust you. If anybody gonna tell me the right thing to do, you elder, you gonna tell me. Hallelujah, praise God. And then we tell you. Hallelujah. So you have done, watch this. You did the first two things God told you to do. You came. Hallelujah, and you heard. But then you go off and do whatever you want to do. Hallelujah. And wonder why you are at the point in life that you are. Hallelujah, because you didn't follow through. You didn't do all three steps. It's three steps to this thing. You got to come, you got to hear, and you got to do, and you got to keep doing all three. Over and over. You can't bring one thing to Christ enough. I tried that. Hallelujah. Amen. You got into an argument with my wife. I pray the spirit away. The spirit go away. Everything good. Next argument I get in, you know what? I can handle this one. Praise God. I'm going to ride this one. No, I ain't going to ride nothing out no more. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to put God in it. In the beginning, you got to come, you got to hear, and you got to do each and every time. Praise God, each and every time. Hallelujah. You can't skip. You can't come and then do what you want to do. Hallelujah. You can't come and not listen. Hallelujah. Then do something and you ain't even heard what I told you to do, what the Lord says do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then you can't hear and do if you didn't come. Hallelujah. Come for yourself. Don't go off of what, hallelujah, I told you. Did you pick up the word of God and read it for yourself? We always say about what Paul said. We always, you know, people say I'm a Paul hater, but I really ain't because you're really not listening. Hallelujah, amen. But if you really listen to what Paul is saying, Paul is always saying, I'm telling you this, but you need to study to show thyself approved. Hallelujah. A workman need not be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of God. Don't take my word for what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Praise God. Go study for yourself. See if the word of God coincides with what the man of God is telling you. Hallelujah. But we don't even do that. We make a judgment off of what we think. I don't think that's right. I know what you're saying. You're saying I should go apologize to her and tell her, baby, I'm sorry. I ain't doing that. No. She's going to have to come to me and apologize. She's the one wrong, elder. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the Bible says it so clearly, if your brother, family member, hallelujah, if your brother has a problem with you, if your wife has a problem with you, if your husband has a problem with you and you bring an offering to the altar, leave your offering at the altar and go make it right with that person. Hallelujah. Praise God. Your wife is your family. Your husband is your family. Y'all got the same last name. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you know they got a problem with you, you're supposed to go to them and see what the problem is. Well, I ain't do nothing, Elder. That ain't right. I ain't do nothing. So therefore, I ain't saying that. If they got a problem, they need to be the one to come to me. That's how you feel. That's your logic. That's what you've been taught. That's what you believe. But there's a right that's right to man that's wrong to God. God say that's wrong. They got a problem with you. It's probably a misunderstanding. You need to go find out what the issue is. Hallelujah. And quit standing on your word. Quit standing on your daddy word. Hallelujah. You 68 years old talking about my daddy told me, Lord have mercy. Praise God. I'm a witness at my father's funeral. I'm hearing old men tell me my daddy told me. Hallelujah. Praise God. But what does the word of God say? When are you going to start thinking for yourself? Hallelujah, praise God. Right is right and wrong is wrong. Hallelujah. When you going to start agreeing with right and start disagreeing with mama? You know mama was wrong. Hallelujah. You know daddy was wrong. You disagreed with it at the time, but now you want to follow what they said. Lord, have mercy. The Bible says when I was a child, I thought as a child, I spake like a child, and I acted like a child. Hallelujah, praise God. But when I began to break that verse down, when I was a child, I thought like a child, meaning people told me what to think. I didn't think for myself as a child. Hallelujah. I spake like a child. I spake the way people told me to speak. My grandma told me, hallelujah, I got to speak the way she tell me to speak. When I'm 18, when I'm grown and out of her house, I can say and do, hallelujah, whatever I want to. But until then, hallelujah, amen. I have to do as she says. Hallelujah, amen. I did as a child. I did what I was told. And if I didn't do what I was told, I got a whooping. A lot of people look at that scripture and say, you need to put away your childish things. But I look at that scripture and I say, you need to start thinking for yourself. Hallelujah. I look at that scripture and I say, you need to quit, hallelujah, letting what mama and daddy told you. You grown now. Hallelujah. You can make that decision for yourself. And you, if you knew it was wrong as a child and you just went along with it because mama said go along with it, why you got your children going along with it now? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You it's time for you to think for yourself. It's time for you to speak for yourself. Hallelujah. It's time for you to do, hallelujah, for yourself. Do, hallelujah, what the Spirit is telling you to do, not what mama told you to do, not what daddy told you to do, or what they telling you to do. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, married people. What, your parents got nothing to do with your marriage. I'm going to tell you that. I ain't got nothing. When my kids get married, I ain't got nothing to do with that. That ain't got nothing to do with me. You know why? Because the Bible said it was prophesied by the first prophet, Adam. He said, for this cause, a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. Hallelujah. For this cause. Now, this is before there was a father and a mother. This is prophecy. Hallelujah. Amen. He's telling you right then and there, you need to keep your mama and your daddy out your business. Hallelujah. And cleave to your wife. That word cleave in the original Hebrew means to literally chase after your wife, not sit out by herself like we do nowadays. Hallelujah. Praise God. It don't mean chase after like you running after and she running away from you. It means stay close to your wife. Hallelujah, for this cause. Because why? Because she is flesh of my flesh. Hallelujah, she's bone of my bone, so my flesh should not be that far from my flesh. My bone should be not that far from my bone. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen, but instead, we talking about absence make the heart grow fonder. Hallelujah, amen, but absence also make a lot of stuff grow in absence. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. A lot of stuff happened in absence. Hallelujah. Y'all gonna act like y'all don't know. Okay. Praise God what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Amen. You keep going off of what the words say. The words say absence make the heart grow fonder. Hallelujah. Why you got, amen, this friend over here and that friend over there, and you got little mama over here and little mama over there, but just your main squeeze over there. And when y'all see each other, hallelujah, that's when it goes down. That like that song, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. But what's going on all them other days? I ain't with you. Now you talking about absence making the heart grow fonder. Hallelujah. That's what the world say when Adam told me I'm supposed to cleave. Hallelujah. Not take a job out of town. I'm supposed to cleave. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not supposed to listen to you in divorce. I'm supposed to stay because that's what God intended from the beginning. But Moses, he said, Moses allowed y'all to do some stuff that I never said do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we got to go about what the word says. See, all that is wrapped up in this one scripture because you hearing the word. You hear what the word, you heard the word say, women, it says, wives, submit to your own husband. See, you gonna, see, this the problem. See, this the problem. The problem ain't with submitting because you gonna submit. That's in your nature. You can get mad at me for saying it like that. I don't know how else to say it. You gonna submit, but he's saying submit to your own husband. Don't submit to Susie's husband. Hallelujah. And Michelle's husband. Hallelujah. You submit to all these other men, but you got a husband at home. Hallelujah. He said, husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church. Hallelujah. How did Christ love the church? He died from the church even when the church was wrong. Lord, have mercy. Y'all ain't hearing me. I'm going to say, he died for the church even when the church was wrong. You supposed to love your wife even when you feel like she is. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we hear these things and say, I'm not doing that. Look, I ain't doing that now. I love her, but if somebody gets to shooting, I ain't jumping in front of no bullet from her now. Come on now. Hallelujah. I ain't finna do all that. Look, I ain't submitting to nobody. He ain't my daddy. No, I ain't finna do all that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the thing about it is, you're doing it anyway. You submitting to somebody. Hallelujah. You it's something out there that you love so much, man, that you would die for it. Hallelujah. But God is saying that you need to swing that, hallelujah, over to your wife and over to your husband. Hallelujah, because they're your flesh and your flesh. He's the one that brought y'all together. Hallelujah, what he put together, no man's going to tear asunder. This is all in the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Men and women of God, lend that money and that, wow, hallelujah. Praise God. Add interest. When the Bible tells us we're not supposed to charge interest to nobody, but God calls it usury. Hallelujah. The Bible goes on to tell us for more, when you lend out to somebody, don't even expect it back, but you keep blowing up so-and-so phone. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you couldn't afford to lend it out, amen, you shouldn't have lent it out. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you just don't hound somebody, I need it back by Friday. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Yeah, they supposed to keep their end of the deal, but if you couldn't lend it out and you knew they wasn't trustworthy enough to lend it to them, for hallelujah, to get it back, hallelujah, you shouldn't have lent it to them. Praise God. Hallelujah. You should have. That's your fault, your judgment. Hallelujah. That's on you. Praise God. The Bible say to owe no man nothing but love. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible says if I sue you for your coat, for your shoes, you're supposed to give me your shoes and your coat. But you ain't finna do that. You'd rather fight me on the church ground than to do what the word of God, hallelujah, tells you to do. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. So as I get ready to close, hallelujah, and as you hear the word, hallelujah, do the word. Dig deep. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's going to take some digging. You guys are going to have to dig deep, hallelujah, to get that part of you, amen, to sustain through whatever you're going through. Hallelujah. Praise God. You don't know what your next temptation the devil might throw your way. Hallelujah. Amen. But that's his job. That's what he does. That ain't what he was made to do. But that's what he's doing now. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you have to be aware that is what the enemy is doing. Hallelujah. He is tailor-making temptations just for you. That girl that started at your job, he tailor-made her just for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because he knew she was going to catch your eye. All these other women around here, but that one girl caught your eye. Hallelujah. Your wife looking at everybody else, and they ain't looking at that one girl. Hallelujah. They got your eye. That one guy got eyes. You don't even know it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God. That's the devil. Hallelujah. But thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. That we have a system in place. Hallelujah. That system is called the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's called the word of God. If I gravitate back to his word, watch this. Let me show you how this word going to help that temptation. The temptation, the Bible tells me, hallelujah, that no temptation is common to man. Hallelujah, amen. It means every person, every man, every woman has a temptation. Every man, every woman has a weak spot, a weakness. Hallelujah, you weak somewhere. I don't care how strong you look, my brother, how strong and powerful you are, my sister, but you have a weakness, hallelujah, somewhere. Praise God, hallelujah, and the enemy can find that weakness, but the Bible says, but God is faithful, hallelujah, and will not, hallelujah, allow you to be tempted above thy measure. Yeah, it was a lot of money in that temptation. Yeah, she was real fine. She was your type. Your type since you've been looking at since you was a kid. Oh, he was tall, dark, and handsome. Oh, the position. I've always wanted that position. It was right there for me. The temptation was there. All I had to do was something a little strange to get some change, and it would have been there. But the word of God tells me with every temptation there comes a way of escape. Hallelujah. See, I heard the word. Now I'm going to do the word, because now that I know that there's a way of escape, there's a way I can get out of falling into this temptation. Hallelujah. It's a way I can get out of this. All I got to do is find my way out. Hallelujah. Praise God, because I heard it. Hallelujah. Now all I got to do is do it. Not all, no, I said, if I don't do it, that means I just didn't want to do it. So I'm going to say that again. If I don't do it, if I don't find my way out, if I don't resist the temptation, if I don't resist the devil, if I just fall into it, that means I wanted to do it because I got the knowledge. I can get out of this. It's like I got the handcuff and I'm handcuffed in the front with the keys in my hand. I can get out of this. Hallelujah. If I don't get out of it, it's because I don't want to get out of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me give somebody this word. Let me drop this nugget in your ear. The Lord say they don't want to get out of it. Quit trying to, you done gave them all the tools. Lord, have mercy. He's giving you all the tools. Praise God, hallelujah. All of it's been given to them. You show them the blueprint. Hallelujah. They not going to get out of it till they're ready. And right now they ain't ready. Right now they indulge in the lust. Right now they indulge in the sin. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. 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 I keep telling y'all, everybody's not lost. The Bible says that he came for the lost sheep of Israel. Everybody that's not in Israel ain't lost. Everybody that ain't in the church ain't lost. Somebody know, I set my GPS for the strip club. I set my GPS for the club. I set my GPS, hallelujah, for the hood. This is where I intend to go. I'm not lost. I know exactly where I want to be. The Lord said, quit wasting your time with people that you think is lost and go to the true lost sheep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many times has that person heard the word and not done it? How many times they got a call of you whining and crying about it? Hallelujah, amen. How many times? When are you going to realize they just don't? Look, let me tell you this. I've learned as a manager, it takes the average person, hallelujah, 7 times of hearing and doing something. Wow, see how that lined up with the word? 7 times. 7 is the word, is the number of completion. It takes them 7 times of hearing and doing something before they give it down, the average person. Now, you got some of us that can pick it up quick. I can get it on the second or third try. If it's real easy, I can get it on the first. Hallelujah. My wife's the same way. But you got some people out there that you got to go all 7. Hallelujah. Sometimes 8. New beginning. To get them to get it. Now, if you own 21. Hallelujah. You done been through the same thing. Hallelujah. 21 times of telling them what the word say. 21 times. They should have got it down 3 times over by now. Hallelujah, praise God. Quit wasting your time. If somebody out there that's going to hear it, if somebody out there going to get it on the second, Lord have mercy. You ain't going to have to do everything you did with that person. If somebody going to get it right 3 times, they got it. First time they got it. Go on about their business. Right now you are draining yourself and running yourself crazy. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. It might be a child. Hallelujah. Let that child, you got to let that child go. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because if you raise them in the way that they shall go, hallelujah, amen, even if they do stray, guess what? They're going to come right back. Hallelujah. But you got to trust God. You got to trust God. Hallelujah, amen. You got to trust God. You done told that person 21 times, you got to trust God. It's been planted. You got to move on. You got to let it go. Hallelujah. You like Solomon. You're like Samuel. You're so invested. Hallelujah. You're so invested in this person, but God is telling you, fear not, I got somebody else. If somebody else needs your attention besides that person. Hallelujah. Some of you are letting relationships, your personal relationships, go to the wayside because you're trying to help somebody that don't want to be helped. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus was talking to a crowd, and he said something, and they said, I don't understand what you mean by that, Jesus. I don't get it. And he said, you know what? I know why y'all don't understand what I'm saying. You don't understand what I'm saying because your father is the devil. Hallelujah. Therefore, when I speak of what my father says, you can't comprehend it. It's in John. I'm not lying to you. He looked at him. He said, y'all children of the devil. Hallelujah, praise God. I know we preach and we teach everybody is a child of God. Hallelujah. That's what we say. Praise God, that's what we teach. Hallelujah. And Jesus is offering whosoever want to be a child of God can be a child of God, but everybody ain't a child of God. Hallelujah. You got some evil people out there who are dead set, hallelujah, on being evil. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's just who that's who they are. Some of them are walking spirits themselves. Some of them are taking spirits on and not letting them go. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of them have been hurt so much, they say, I'm not going back to that other side. Hallelujah. I'm going to stay who I am. I'm happy being who I am. Hallelujah. God say, go to the lost ones, the ones that are still confused, that have not made up their mind. Hallelujah. Amen. That you know. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And how will you know? Because they will be drawn, watch this. They will be drawn to you when you speak. Hallelujah. It don't matter how you look. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. Hallelujah. Praise God. It doesn't matter if you wear a suit and a tie. Hallelujah. Or you wear a t-shirt and jeans. It doesn't matter if you wear a bunch of jewelry or you're just clean cut. When you begin to speak, the Bible says, my sheep, hallelujah, my sheep, hallelujah. That God said, that's why I told you don't worry about your image, because my sheep, I'm not looking for people that's going after you because of the way you look. I'm looking for people that hear what's just coming out of your mouth. Hallelujah, praise God. I want people to look at you and say no, because those are not my sheep. I want people to hear you and say, that's him. Hallelujah, amen. I hear the voice of my father speaking through that man, speaking through that woman. Hallelujah, amen. Those that got deterred by your look, hallelujah, amen, were not, amen, meant to be called. They were not, hallelujah, meant, hallelujah, to be in your presence. Praise God. My sheep, hallelujah, they know my voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and I said it, I know I said it a thousand times, but I am going to get ready to close, praise God. The Bible says, be not conformed to the images of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let me say that again. Be not conformed to the images of this world, the images of this world, how the world say a man of God should look, how the world say a woman of God should look. Hallelujah, praise God. Be not conformed to that. Hallelujah, praise God. You can look like an all-out thug and be a man of God, but because you got on blue jeans and a white tee and a piece and chain, hallelujah, somebody gonna pass you up, but then somebody gonna hear you speak and say, wait a minute. Hallelujah. I recognize that voice. Hallelujah. You ain't got to have the big church hat, the big chandelier satellite dish hat. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't mean no disrespect to nobody. You ain't got to have that big hat and that long skirt that go down to your ankles. You can have on jeans and a t-shirt too, sister. Hallelujah. Amen. And people going to look and say, nah, that ain't. But when you open your mouth, somebody gonna hear your voice and say, "I recognize that voice. That sounds like my father." Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Do you, and you wonder why God chose you, but so his sheep could hear your voice. Hallelujah. Praise God. So they could hear your voice. Hallelujah. So those could be, that be turned off by how you look. He wanted them to be turned off by how you look so they can get out the way. Hallelujah. Because if they liked how you looked, hallelujah, they would be gassing you up. Hallelujah, and try to follow you. Jesus said in one scripture, I got to get away from these people because if they catch me, they're going to make me king. That sounded crazy. What? That sounded crazy to me. I gotta get away because if they catch me, they're going to make me king. Hallelujah, praise God. They're going to give me a position of authority. They're going to give me power. Hallelujah, they're going to give me money. Ah, I got to get out of here. I said Jesus must have been tripping that day. I don't know what he was talking about. Hallelujah. But the bottom line is it wasn't his time. Hallelujah. They wasn't hearing his voice. They were seeing the miracles he was doing. As the miracles began to dwindle off and Jesus just began to speak and speak and speak, you notice the people started to drop off. Because I'm not trying to hear what you're saying. I want to see some miracles. When they couldn't see nothing, only people that was left was the people that could hear. Hallelujah. Because my sheep, hallelujah, they hear my voice. But when you hear it, do, hallelujah, what God is telling you to do continuously. Remember the wedding in Canaan? Hallelujah. Remember he told them to fill up the pot. Hallelujah, meaning they had to go back and forth with water, back and forth with water. This is something continuously they had to do. It wasn't something they could do one time. It wasn't no water hoses and hot running water like we got now. It wasn't no irrigation. It was a bootleg kind of irrigation system back then that the Romans had set up, but nothing like they had. Now, they had to go back and forth to the well or to the river or to the lake. I don't know where they had to go to, but they had to go back and forth packing water. They had to do this continuously. They had to keep doing what God said. Hallelujah. And in the end, the Bible says the wine that was created from the water was better, hallelujah, than the wine they had at the beginning. Hallelujah. If we do what God says, the latter half of our lives will be much, much better than the beginning of our lives. Hallelujah. Because in the beginning we were lost. The beginning we were blind. The beginning we were letting up everybody drink up all our wine. But now, hallelujah, amen, we have the grace, we have the mercy, we have the peace of God. Why? Because we not only came to God, but we heard the word. Hallelujah, and we are doing the word. Hallelujah. What does the word say to do in times like this? Fear not. Hallelujah, because I am with thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's, when we come to God and we get that word from God, let's hear the word. He who has an ear, hallelujah, let him hear. I can hear you, but not hear you. Hallelujah. I can hear you. I can listen to what you're saying and not hear a word you say. Huh. Hallelujah. Some of y'all got it down pat. Uh-huh. Yeah. Say what? Nah. Really? Wow. Praise God. And ain't heard nothing I said. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord say we the same way. We in church. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's right, preacher. You better preach that word and ain't heard nothing. You know why? Because if I'm talking, I can't hear. Hallelujah. That's why it's not, arguments don't go nowhere. That's why people later on say, I told you this and I told you that, but y'all was arguing. Meaning I was talking the same time you was. So you wasn't hearing nothing I was saying. Hallelujah. You wasn't hearing nothing I was saying, you wasn't, and I wasn't hearing nothing you were saying because we were both talking at the same time. Hallelujah. And when that's why TDJ, I like when TDJ say it's quiet in here. It's good when it get quiet because that means you listening and you not talking. You not being, half of y'all being shady anyway. Hallelujah. Submit to your own husband. Hear all of us. Amen. You better pray. Amen, Pastor. That's that word. No, you being shady on your wife, brother. That's not. Hallelujah. See, you got to close your mouth. You got to shut. Quit amening all the time. Amen say you agree. That's what amen means. Amen means I agree with whatever was just said. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, if you agree, see, the Bible says you will answer for every idle word that comes out of your mouth. So every time you in church, hallelujah, and I say, thou shalt not lie, and you holler out, amen. Hallelujah. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Amen, Pastor. Hallelujah. Thou shalt not steal. Right on. That's it. Amen. You're going to answer for all that. Because if you agree, that watch this. If you agree, that tells me you heard what I said. So I can't write it off that you came and you zoned out and you didn't. You got AD, you know, I zone out too. I zone out on you in a minute. Praise God, hallelujah. But what if I didn't zone out? What if I heard every word you said? Wives, I just wish you would take the trash out, baby. Could you go take the trash out like now? Right now, go take the trash out. I heard you. I didn't zone out, but I'm sitting there like, I ain't going to do it. So you just not going to take the trash, even though I'm asking you. Hallelujah, to take the trash. I'm asking you nicely. I'm not fussing. And you still not going to do it, and you hear me. Imagine how God feels. You done came. You done heard. I know you heard because you said amen. Hallelujah. So you not only heard, according to your amen, you agreed. So now the doors of the church are open. We walking out. Hallelujah. We get in our car, and I'm expecting you to do what you heard, and you don't. That just tells me you just insubordinate. You just hard-headed. You just going to do whatever in the you know what you want to do. Hallelujah. And as a parent, all the parents on the line, step-parents, uncles, aunties, you know when that child, even if you ain't got no children, school teachers, when you told that child to do something and they just looked at you like, how did that make you feel? What did you want to do? I know we teach against child abuse. I know that's what we teach against. But ain't nobody in this world ain't never looked at no child and wanted to wring their neck right then and there. If you could have had a bat, you would have just boom. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know you're not going to say amen, but that's okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You done wanted to kill a child before. You know you have. You could have cut all their hair. You could have drug them by their hair in that moment. Hallelujah. Praise God. I ain't say you did it. I said you wanted to do it. But imagine how God feels when you do that to him. You don't think he want to just snatch you up right then? Hallelujah. So you heard me, and you just not going. Just disrespectful. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord say. Just disrespectful. Hallelujah. You heard me and ain't going to do it. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. We need to hear the word and do the word. Hallelujah. Just don't come to God like he's Santa Claus. Hallelujah. Amen. Just come whenever you want to come. Hear when you want to hear and do what you want to do. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you all today for your word, Lord. Lord, we ask, Lord, that we take this word and we roll with it, that we practice it in our everyday lives, Lord, that we trust you. Hallelujah. We trust your word, for your word will never come back to us void. Hallelujah. That we hear what you have said, Lord, and we practice it in our day-to-day lives, Lord, and we thank you right now. Hallelujah. In advance for everything. Hallelujah, that you are about to do in our lives and everything that is already done, that we are simply waiting on the physical manifestation. Now, we thank you for the peace, hallelujah, in all of our hearts right now, the peace that is surpassing all understanding, the peace that is allowing us to go on with our day-to-day lives as if nothing is happening in this world. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you for it right now. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord, that we are in the world, but we are not of it. Hallelujah, Lord, as we leave, as we, hallelujah, go on with our daily lives, Lord, we just pray that you be with us, hallelujah, Lord, and help us to walk this word out, help us to practice it in our day-to-day lives. In Jesus' name we pray, hallelujah, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord on tonight, hallelujah, before... flows right on tonight. I want to open up the phone lines. Hallelujah. If there be one tonight that has a testimony or a prayer request, hallelujah, or a comment on the word of God, the phone lines are open at this time. Will there be one?
Thank
amen.
You for the word, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Darryl. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for Brother Darryl on the line on tonight. Hallelujah. And we thank God for each and every last one of you out there on Facebook Live, everybody out there on Blog Talk Radio that has tuned in with us tonight. We truly hope, amen, that the word has blessed you in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I really didn't get to verse 49. Hallelujah. Amen. But you'll get the idea. Hallelujah. If you don't dig that foundation, when all this kind of stuff comes, this is how you act. You go buy up all the toilet paper, and if you just you and living by yourself, and you got 18,000 rolls of toilet paper. Hallelujah. Praise God. With one bathroom and one toilet. Hallelujah, and one you. Hallelujah, amen. When the storms begin to come in your lives, amen, you begin to react as the world reacts. But we are not in the world. Hallelujah, praise God. So we thank God for his word today. We're going to hear it, and we're going to practice it on a continuous basis. Hallelujah. Once again, we thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord. We will be back online again Thursday night. Hallelujah, with Sister Valencia Scott bringing forth the word of God in the way that God gives it to her. Hallelujah, amen. For Thursday night thunder, that's going to be at 9 o'clock Central Time. Hallelujah. So we encourage everybody to call back in and tune back in. Hallelujah, on Thursday night. Amen. And then we'll be back on Sunday night. Also, April the 11th at 1 o'clock p.m. at 46. Hallelujah, 65 Auburn Road in Memphis, Tennessee. We will be having our Inner Beauty Conference, our first annual, I'm going to prophesy that, annual Inner Beauty Conference, hallelujah, hosted and facilitated by our very own Sister Valencia Scott. That's at 1 p.m., hallelujah. First Lady Prevost will be one of the keynote speakers, hallelujah, at this event. I will be at the event. Brother Darius, I don't have the card in front of me, but he will be from Saving Souls Ministry. He will be, amen, in the house, amen, delivering the word from God. So we invite you all to come out that Saturday at 1 o'clock, hallelujah, Memphis, Tennessee, April the 11th, hallelujah. We're going to have a joyful time in the Lord, praise God, on tonight. I've had a blessed time in the Lord tonight. I don't know about you. Praise God, hallelujah. And we're getting ready to go ahead and leave the line tonight, and I want to remind, hallelujah, everybody, as far as, oh, it's already Sunday, praise God, hallelujah. Well, we'll see y'all, we'll be having church next Sunday, 2501 Centennial Drive, as far as I know, hallelujah, at Care Church Incorporated. If we not, if something changes, I will put that announcement out there, praise God, hallelujah. We truly thank God for each and every person who has called in and tuned in on tonight, hallelujah. And we're going to go ahead and pray out on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, once again, we just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord, for being who you are, and that's God all by yourself. Lord, as we leave this line, but never your presence, Lord, we just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us until we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God, and we'll see y'all next time on Your Anointed Truth Through Christ, worldwide and uncensored. Oh, and don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Y'all have a blessed one, and we'll see y'all next time. Thank you.
experience a life-changing moment. You won't leave the same way you came. He's in our very midst. You will be healed, delivered. He's here to set you free. And because God is near, anything can happen.
Thank you. to make your body language prophesy. I'm stealing that for the night vision. When you say breakthrough, I need you to break out of the stuff that you're in. And I need you to break for it.
I am just one break.
Somebody say breakthrough, take it up. Breakthrough is happening here.
Breakthrough.